I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. If the quake didn't kill them, the cold might. Villagers in western Nepal lost their homes, livelihoods, and loved ones in an earthquake over 2 weeks ago that killed 157. More than 34,000 homes were destroyed. And now, with temperatures dropping, Chitri with A3 says,
just this week, five people died because of cold. And some of them very much afraid to spend night under the sky, so they moved to the thick jungle area.
To make matters worse for aid, the area is remote and hilly with barely any roads.
But our brothers and sisters who graduated from A3 are going there and risking their life, struggling to reach there and trying to show Christ's love and care to the people and also meet the needs of the people there.
And Thursday marks the Thanksgiving holiday here in the United States, celebrated every year on the fourth Thursday of November. Thanksgiving is rooted in U.S. history. 400 years ago, European pilgrims shared a harvest feast with the Wampanoag Indians. Today, some Native Americans are calling it the Day of Mourning because centuries of loss started at Thanksgiving. Ron Hutchcraft of Ron Hutchcraft Ministry says Native American Christians offer a slightly different perspective.
I have some Native American brothers and sisters who literally put it this way. I am always sad about what the coming of the Europeans meant ultimately that our people lost. But I am forever grateful that with them came the good news of God's Son. Were it not for the coming of those people, that message might never have reached us.
Mission Network News is service of One Way Ministries. This month, Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East, North Africa, offers a free sample of Dr. Terry Ascott's memoir, Dare to Believe, Stories of Faith from the Middle East. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.